Stage get mobile.
Come pick you up.
We'll hang out for a little bit and take you back. I think they've made 290 rougher than what it was.
Be that way. You know what I mean? When they get finished, it'll just be really bad.
You can make this road worse than what it was, though.
Heavy trucks and that new asphalt, you gotta believe that it's gonna take a toll on it. Like it used to. I know they're, we came up 85 from Anderson the other day and they have it ground up where they ground it up when I worked at the other place. It had to be not 10 years ago when they redid it. Leon all week. What's up with that?
I think he's working this week. I know they didn't come back till Tuesday, I believe it was. And I think he's just, they didn't have anything for him to do this rest of the week.
That.
This week either.
Change. He's probably starting a little bit later, wouldn't you think?
Test or anything going on this weekend?
Hadn't even looked. And I'll have to look when I get to work, see what contest is going on. As long as it isn't one with serial numbers, man, I hate that when they want serial numbers.
I don't even know what you're talking about for serial number.
Contests want to know, you know, the signal report, your call sign, and then they want to know, in this contest, what contact am I for you? Or, you know, your first contact, your second, third, fourth, you know, and the login software, QRZ, will keep track of that. But if you, you know, hit two or three of the contest ones, and then you pick up a POTUS station or whatever, and then, you know, then it tries to put a contact number onto the POTUS station, you know, log, and you got to get out of it, and then you got to go back in, and this is aggravating. Some contests, you know, they'll say, what's my number? And I'll say, you're number 8. And then he'll say, you're number 3065. One of those people, boy, they take it serious, what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And if you make one little mistake, grammatical error, they flip out on you.
That's right. Long contests like Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, Sunday's the better day because you get rid of all the, you know, all the thousand waters are usually done by then.
I don't think I've actually even participated in a contest since I got my license. And I sat and listened to some of it, but I'm just like, it's not for me.
For the contact and the confirmation, I haven't never submitted a log or whatever. I mean, I've gotten a couple of emails that says, hey, we see your call sign on a bunch of contest logs, but you haven't logged it. Pretty here on Westhampton Boulevard.
I can see that. I'm out here heading the other way now.
Close to the interstate, and I'm doing the speed limit, and they're just blowing by me. Four of them.
I think he's out here on the Autobahn instead of Westhampton.
See some of these people on the Autobahn, I bet that'd be a sight.
Poor HKX. I imagine it would. They'd probably get run off real quick.
When we were coming back from Anderson, we were just, you know, cruising down through there, minding my own business, and all of a sudden there's a car, he's in the right-hand lane, but he's only doing like 35 or 40 with his flashers on.
I drive over to Pigeon Forge this weekend was quite interesting. And then yesterday, when I was running the route, semi-truck over on Cedar Lane Road, four lanes, he just stopped and started backing up the highway.
I said earlier this week, I think it was Tuesday, she worked on Wednesday, they, a longtime customer, he was driving a rental car for whatever reason, and he turned into the parking lot, you know, into the parking space. space. So then he jumped a little curb, ran into the side of the building, and he said he couldn't drive, and he was having a hard time figuring out how to drive it. And I don't know why, but then they said earlier he had backed into another building.
I'm back. I deal with. He's here already this morning, but he told me he's just got to run out real quick and jump a vehicle off, and he'll be back.
Have you ever been over to Stacks where Susan works? Lot's tight, and it's always crowded. They've been being on a wait even during the week. So she said when that guy ran into the side of the building, there was two fire trucks and an ambulance in there.
I don't understand how you can get into a vehicle and say you can't drive it. There's all vehicles are the same. There's a skinny pedal and there's a bigger pedal. One makes it go, one makes it stop.
I couldn't figure out how to drive it other than, you know, he's an older gentleman and it's probably, you know, the shifter's in a different place or it doesn't have a on and off. You know what I mean? Like this thing, because it's a hybrid, you pull up in the driveway, you know what I mean? And there ain't no sound. It'll technically still be on, you know what I mean? But you can't really tell it.
I do see that, and that could be a real problem in the future. I mean, you get people, older people in these cars that are push button and have no ignition, and you can't hear them running. I see little potential for lots of problems there.
If this one, if you don't have the heater or the AC on and you get in it, you just push the button, it says, yep, I'm ready to go. And that's the only sound, you know, that you don't hear no sound or anything.
Get somewhere and you pull up and get to doing something and forget that you hadn't turned it off yet. Had your foot on the brake, and then you take your foot off the brake and try to get out, and there goes the car.
I've done it. 4MUF.
Your ears must have been burning. KO4HKX.
Morning, Jody. KN4TFW. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He heard us.
But good morning to you anyway. I just had a little comment on that, getting out of the car and the car taking off. Patrick, that motor grader I run now, used to, the old motor graders I'd run, you could stand up in the seat and stand up and get out of the seat and it would keep going and you could work it by just standing up. This one, if you get out of the seat, she shuts down. And I figured that's what they're going to do with these cars too.
Do something. I mean, they got lights on the dash now to where they can't tell if you got the lights on or not. Can't hear the car running. I mean, they might have to figure out something.
Exactly right, you know, because when you, like mine, the seat in that grader, it's pressurized. And if I take the weight off, it'll shut it, you know, it'll push automatically, throw the parking brake on.
For Dodge was coming out with a plug-in hybrid truck. You'll have a motor, but it's got a motor and a generator.
Yeah, but that doesn't surprise me. That's the next logical step, is the hybrid instead of EV. EV's just, I'm not saying it won't ever happen, but we're just not ready for it.
It says that the truck on just battery power, if the battery's charged up, it'd go 140 miles, but then with the V6 and the generator, you can get up to almost 700 miles on the tank.
What kind of power does it have there? Is that just in like a pickup truck?
1500 pickup truck, but it's, I don't know, it calls it 600 something horsepower to the wheels with the electric motors. You know, the motor, the V6 doesn't do any driving. All it does is the generator.
The most sense, but Jody, think about taking a little 4BT Cummins and what you could do with it if you just tuned it to where it run a constant RPM and had an electric motor that done all the work and the batteries. I mean, they run forever.
And actually make it sound good, too.
New pistons out, new piston design now. And material, the material, I can't remember what the name of it is. I have to go back and look at it again. But the top of the piston is dimpled like a golf ball. And they changed the little Mexican hat design to where you can't hardly hear them running now. And it's got, I think it said it cut like 50 to 80% of the NOx, which is your NOx gas, which is the main pollutant for a diesel, and made it run quieter. So, I mean, you think about doing something like that where we actually could get some use out of it, what would be capable of 700 miles would be nothing.
Yeah, for MUF. Yeah, it would be just the low RPMs that thing could run to be able to run the motors would be great. With that type of motor and running little electric motors like that, you wouldn't have to run much RPMs, would you? You wouldn't have to have the high RPMs to run it.
No, you know what I mean? Just enough to keep the power that the motor was calling for.
Saint Patrick, to where it just, you know, what, 1,200, 1,400 RPMs would run that thing with no problem?
But it probably would. But you think about it, you tune that diesel to where it runs at one steady RPM, and you tune it to the max efficiency at that point, and I mean, it would be unbelievable what we could do with that technology if we actually wanted to do that. But nobody wants to. It's not about the how.
Right back here for you.
It was 2025, so we should start seeing them at the end of the year, right?
For HTX, right? You could see them this year, and it'd still be a 2025. Ford's done that several times. If you go look, there is actually no 98 F-250 or 350. They were 99s, and they actually come out the whole year of 98. Production date of 98, but when you go look them up, they're actually classified as a 99. See, listening out there, that's probably the worst year to get. Not because anything's wrong with the truck, but parts are horrendous to identify because they made so many changes between then and actually 2000. Looking for parts was a nightmare.
Plymouth Reliant, it was like that 85 model. The parts store told him what you had, he'd give you the part, and they'd say, nope, that's wrong. And that, but if you looked up for a Dodge Caravelle, then the part would be right. It's like one of the last ones that came off the line, and they just threw in it whatever they wanted to.
There's some of those out there. But, like, there's a production brakes in there and looks like wheel bearings and the unitized hub bearing. There's like three different ones for the 99 year model. And they won't interchange. They'll bolt up, but they will not work. They hit caliper mounting brackets and I mean just all kinds of calipers won't fit. All kinds of stuff. It's just small little things you wouldn't think be that big a deal turn into an absolute nightmare.
The mechanic's supposed to be back today. He's been out since before Thanksgiving with a broken heel.
That's quite a stint. But, I mean, you break your heel, you can't put no weight on it. So, I don't know.
I'm in here for you.
Jody?
More TFW.
How was your trip over to Sevierville? How was that flea market?
I enjoyed it. It was actually a pretty good Amfest. I don't know that I'd make a special trip over there for it, but if I had something else or if I wanted to go spend the weekend, you know, then, yeah, I will make plans to be there for that.
He talked about we didn't want to make a special run over there this weekend or last weekend for it, but figure next year we'll set something up and go Friday night or something and stay the night and hit that, go around and do a couple other things too.
That's what I would do. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I've seen quite a few people that I knew from down here and from Hendersonville, so I had a good day of it. We stayed about, I don't know, 2-3 hours walking around.
You're saying it was better than Charlotte?
How better than that one?
I just messed with you.
Don't understand that I've noticed about all the ham fests they go to is they don't provide anywhere for people just to sit down and, I don't know, take a break, enjoy a drink, or, you know, a cafe-style place where you can sit down for a little bit, rest, and then go look again. If you want people to hang around, then give them a way to do that instead of, you know, nowhere to sit for anything.
Innovation. I like that thought because the Hamcation in Orlando, it had a whole area set up under a tent with tables and benches and chairs, you know, where you could sit and eat and drink or just hang out. It was up to you.
Bill had that little spot, you know, you could do that there where they were serving food, but it was pretty small. But, I mean, you think about it, just providing somewhere for somebody to sit down for a few minutes and take a break instead of being on your feet that whole time.
You know, a lot of the ham operators these days, they're up in age, you know. A lot of them would like to take a break.
So think about, and there was a guy over there programming radios for free. I mean, he was taking donations. He wasn't required to pay anything. But all you done was give him your zip code, and he programmed a radio with all the repeaters within 100 miles or whatever radius you wanted. And so, I mean, that was pretty cool, too. He stayed fairly busy with that. And, I mean, you think about some of these older guys that got a radio and they're looking at it like, I don't know what to do with this. And you can't front panel program it anymore. And now they got, you know, no way to program it. Don't understand. Don't even have a computer, a lot of them. That would be a pretty good service, too.
About like that would be setting up a test station. You know, that could pretty much test any radio on any frequency. You know, a wire antenna would do all your HF, you know, to be able to test a radio and hear it and be able to set something up with a, you know, a good converter or a generator to be able to, you know, somebody wants to test an amplifier. You know, let's hook it up, see what she does. Have something set up like that, you know, for donations. I thought you could do pretty good with something like that.
Probably could. I mean, you're in the boneyard buying equipment, at least some way to test it, some of it.
You know, if we'd had somebody had some way to test something, I wouldn't have to pay $400 for an amplifier that's hooked up backwards.
And Ken, you still out there?
Got in my parking spot, so I'm going to say 7-3 to both of you guys. You guys have an awesome day. Look forward to catching you on down the lot. KN4 GFW.
Ken, hope you have a great day, KO4HKX.
Ken, enjoy your day. Good conversation this morning. We'll do it again. KO4MUF. God bless.
Be around for a few more minutes.
You're right.
Ken, hadn't heard you all week.
Dadgum sinus infection, but otherwise doing pretty good, man. I didn't hear nobody on the radio yesterday morning, and I was just about to pull in my driveway when you keyed up yesterday afternoon. That's the only reason I didn't call you back.
I just hadn't heard you. I figured you're still fighting that and making sure with nothing else going on. You know how sometimes it is, you think you're over something, and here it comes again.
All this pollen and stuff now, and that sickness went into a sinus infection, and you can still hear it in my voice. It's getting better, but I still fight the sinus thing.
Well, as long as you're getting better, how's Miss Annette doing?
Oh, happily as ever.
She's married to you and had to put up with you for how long now?
That is the truth. Well, some weekend weather, maybe a couple weeks or something, we can look at your piece of property if you still want to do that.
I want to get started on that. And, yeah, with the weather, it's just, it's going to have to dry up a little bit.
Right. Man, we can't get no break right now.
April is usually a really wet month up around the house anyway, so I don't know about that. You broke up a little bit there.
Hamfest coming up that you know of?
Greenville Club is actually doing one next month on the 20th. And then there's actually one in Greenville, Tennessee the same day. That's the next two that I know of close by. But this will be the first year that the Greenville Club has done this radio rally. That they're doing. They're not calling it a ham fest. I'm going to try to go to it and show participation and just try to do what I can to help out. So that's the only two that I know of or I'm aware of close by right now.
Well, let me know, and I'll definitely
come back. I'll keep you informed, and you're starting to break up pretty good there, Jody, so probably, I don't know if you're in a bad spot or what.
Yeah, Mike, I still got a good full signal on you.
Jason, guys are getting us this morning. Chance to bump the power down on your radio.
I haven't changed anything.
You might want to look at it. You got something going on. 30, KO4 HKX. A little scratchy. It's probably just the area this morning. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
You're starting to get real scratchy on me, too.
Whenever you're ready to get a free weekend, just let me know a little bit ahead of time so I can get a piece of equipment up there, and then we'll go from there.
We'll definitely do that, Mr. Badger.
873, you have a safe trip on into the office, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, Jody. 73.
It's been a great conversation. You enjoy your day, and God bless you, bud. 73 is from KO4MUS.